And we go now to New Hampshire, where day-to-day National Affairs Bureau Chief and New Hampshire Novitiate Mike Pesca is standing by. Mike, I'd heard you were going to be at John Kerry's headquarters, but actually this is Senator John Edwards' headquarters where you are. How are things there?
Things are pretty busy. They say they've been busy for about a week. I mean, the great second place showing that John Edwards made in Iowa didn't hurt things. Phones would be ringing off the hook if they didn't have one of those automated systems that keeps phone calls pretty organized.
So what are they doing there? What are they planning? They must feel that things are going pretty well, but John Edwards never did have much organization in New Hampshire, did he? I mean, he's been saving himself for later in the process.
Yeah, that was always the thought. You know, John Edwards being from North Carolina, people thought that South Carolina, which would take place in 2 weeks, that primary would be a natural spot for him to make his stand. But, you know, the surprise second place showing has convinced him that New Hampshire really is within his sights. He's doing 100 town hall meetings. The 100th will be on Friday, the deputy campaign secretary tells me. And he's meeting people throughout the state, you know, and I think he is recalling another son of the South, Bill Clinton, came in second here to Paul Tsongas in 1992. That really launched him into what became the Democratic nomination.
And how about Senator Kerry? What does his schedule look like for the next week?
Well, Kerry got a lot of momentum in Iowa, obviously. Kerry, it's an interesting thing with what's happened here. New Hampshire was getting a little bit used to Kerry in the beginning. Dean came on strong, but a couple Iowa with a couple key endorsements from newspapers here, Concord Monitor and Nashua Telegraph, the two biggest newspapers in those towns. And Kerry thinks that he has a lot of momentum also. Both those senators will be campaigning, and come tomorrow, of course, the State of the Union is going to be a big campaign issue for all the candidates here, including General Wesley Clark.
Well, there is General Clark. He skipped Iowa altogether to concentrate in New Hampshire. The poll reports that I had read said that he was doing very well there. Is that still the case?
Well, I think those poll reports that you read probably didn't take into account what we just saw yesterday. But, of course, missing Iowa, spending all his time in New Hampshire, can't hurt him at all. This is really seen as the kickoff of the Clark campaign. And it's an interesting dynamic between Clark and Kerry. They're both seen as appealing to the same kind of voter. So maybe this state, if one gets a clear advantage over the other, will define who can be the leading or at least a front runner for the Democratic nomination. Who thought that we would be saying things like a front runner?
Rather than the front runner. Well, what about the front runner? That would be the governor of the neighboring state, Vermont, Howard Dean. He has been the front runner. What's he doing now in New Hampshire?
He's doing what he's always been doing. And, you know, if he turns it around and if he comes in first here, pretty quickly, everyone would forget what happened in Iowa. This is a real primary. So a big win in New Hampshire can make everyone say, oh, yeah, Iowa, what an interesting piece of trivia.
Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca in Manchester, New Hampshire. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.